D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Adam Vingen, Willie Donick here with you. Pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee, ahead of the ReliaQuest Bowl tomorrow in Tampa. Hi, Clark. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm on my way back to the hotel from the press conference, and if you guys hear sirens in the background, I just want you to know I'm safe. It's just the escort.
They're not chasing
you? I'm not being taken to prison in Tampa.
Good to know. And I must say, Clark, I saw the footage from over the weekend of Diego Pavia and a few of his teammates at the WWE event that was in Tampa. And I must say, they looked comfortable in that environment, especially Diego. I thought it fit him quite well.
Well, maybe when he's done playing football, he could do something. The bigger question is, why was I not invited?
That's
kind of what it was eating at me.
That's true.
Seemed like I could have been made for that stage too, but apparently I didn't make the cut.
That's unfortunate. I'm really upset about that, Clark. But let's talk about this game tomorrow against the Hawkeyes. It's sort of the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. Speaking of wrestling, you've got a top 10 scoring offense. Iowa has the top scoring defense you've faced this season. What challenges do the Hawkeyes defense provide your team?
Well, they're really well structured. They do a great job contesting the ball in the air. They play together. They play hard. I mean, this is a really and look, for decades, this program has defined elite level defense. So this is nothing new to them. We're going to have our work cut out for us. I think creating possessions for our offense is going to be so important. So it's going to come down to how we generate possessions. We got to get off the field on defense. Their offense is methodical and has the ability to drain the clock, and we can't let them do that. So whether it's attacking the ball and getting turnovers or making stops on third down, how many possessions can we create for the offense, give them a chance to be explosive. And if we can do that, I think we can find success. If I was able to shorten the game and they're able to maintain possession of the ball, then, their defense has obviously proven that they can win games, and their offense is really effective in the tight spaces in the red zone. So it's a great challenge. I think this game is so exciting as a football fan. Just two teams, similar DNA, that are going to play really hard and want to win. And I think in a bowl game, that's all you can ask for.
Clark, I know that you will have plenty of time to reflect on the journey you and this group have made after the game tomorrow. But since we're talking to you now, I'm going to ask you about it now. I know this group has meant a lot to you and the university. Of course, Diego Pavia and everything he's meant to the program and to you, but the entire team as well. So what has it been like for you and the team this week as you prepare for your final game together?
Well, it's been special. I mean, the ReliaQuest Bowl puts on such a great event, and to be in Tampa and to have a week here to, just to be around each other. We say relatedness is our edge. And so we've had a bunch of time to spend as a team. And again, we celebrate that. Tomorrow is a celebration. There's a lot, about this team that has changed the trajectory of our program and needs to be celebrated. There's some sadness in it too. And, I'll just like anything you experience, it's hard to believe that it's coming to an end tomorrow. And yet it is. And so the next 24 hours, we need to really be intentional about being present and being there for all of it and enjoying all of it and hoping to play at a level that allows us to celebrate a win to end the season. Because I think this team deserves to go out that way. We're going to have to earn it tomorrow, and that'll be our focus.
Clark Lee is with us as the team gets ready to play down in Tampa against Iowa tomorrow. And Clark, just to follow up on the process here, I there had to be disappointment initially, but then it was time to get to work and make the most of the experience and prepare for the game. How do you think the guys got through that process? Just getting over the initial, whatever you want to call it, just the being a little down of not being in the field, but then just getting past that.
Well, it's about taking responsibility for the reason we're not in. I think this group has been a group, when we played well, they've found ways to kind of you know, prepare for the next one as though we need to improve. You know, they've been humble in that respect. And when we haven't played well, they've taken ownership and taken responsibility for why we've fallen short. And we fell short in our attempts to do enough to get into the playoffs. That is a program-wide attitude. And I think, you know, it was clear as those, you know, the rankings were being released that we were on the outside looking in. And even heading into our last game, we knew we had to play well and win to have a chance, but also that chance was slim. We didn't spend a lot of time on the odds. Obviously, the only thing we could do was try to win and do it in the best fashion we could. I was proud of the way that we finished the season, the regular season, in that respect. And by the time, you know, we were the teams had been selected in and we weren't a part of that, I think the team was ready to celebrate, you know, where we were going to end the season and end this special run we've had. So it became a celebration at that point, and that's carried on through, you know, the exam week and the preparation we did in Nashville. And then obviously here too, as we've kind of really gotten into our game week process, these guys are excited to play tomorrow, and that's really what it's all about. So there's learning for us in terms of, you know, the margins we have to win, the things we need to do to be one of 12 and to not leave it to chance. We'll leave that learning for Team 6. Right now, this is just about a focus on being together and celebrating one last time to take the field as Team 5.
It has to be challenging for all coaches for bowl games when you have the dynamic that's come in the last few years. It's no secret with the transfer people and opt-outs for people that are looking to go to the next level. When you look at your group here, Clark, is how have you dealt with that? And do you feel like you're going to, when you roll your squad out there tomorrow, it's going to look like Vanderbilt, and you're going to stick to the formula?
I got a lot of confidence in our team and their belief in one another and their excitement to be here together. I mean, I've seen that in the way we, again, practiced when we were in Nashville, the spirit, the energy, the fun we had. Honestly, I think you can measure performance on how much fun and how much energy you feel in that field. And obviously performance comes down to focus and execution, but execution doesn't matter if it doesn't have the right attitude or energy attached to it. These guys are really excited to play. And so, you know, that's, you know, I'm excited to be out there with them. That doesn't mean that it's going to be a clean game. That doesn't mean, you know, that we're guaranteed anything, because you never are, but it just means that I know that this group is going to give their best effort tomorrow, and the desire to win is there. As far as the rest of it, I mean, you know, we work and live amongst chaos right now. It just is what it is. I think what we try to do is stabilize the best we can, you know, to be consistent from my role and my perspective to lean on the relationships you build and understand too that, like, you know, guys need to make their decisions. There are things that that they're going to have to do for their future, and we need to support that too, whether that's Eli Stowers choosing to not to play in the game based off his NFL future, or whether that's, you know, people that are going to be moving on from our program in pursuit of the career goals they have. We support all that. I mean, I'm so grateful and appreciative that I have a team that was so willing to invest in something and pour into it. And that's why we find ourselves where we are. Tomorrow we celebrate it, and then we'll pick up next week on the things we need to do to keep moving our program forward.
Clark, I know you're probably semi-aware of the basketball. It looks like it's gone to a new level of chaos, and you see some pretty big-name coaches really just crying out for help and saying, we've got to get some rules here. And basketball is a different dynamic with the numbers than football. Do you feel like football is moving a little bit in a better direction of some structure, or do you feel a little bit of that sense of non-control? You use the word chaos, but is it? Do you think there's a little more structure to football?
You know, I don't know enough. You know, part of that, Willie, is I've been under a rock for the last 6 months, so I'll be coming out of that rock here pretty soon. But I believe things get more chaotic. I believe things get a little worse before they get better. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've deregulated to the point where I think at some point there's gonna be a breaking point. And at that point, we'll then start to put some boundaries up and contain things. You know, but it has to be reimagined all the way across. And so this has got to be a game that serves the student athlete first, that protects the long-term interest of the player. And I think this is my feeling and my personal opinion. I think coaches can be just as bad as players this way. I mean, I think the way you see coaches leverage positions, coaches jump from place to place. I think, you know, in a lot of ways, all we've done is modeled behavior that you know, the players have followed suit. So we have a responsibility to take ownership over our behavior, our action, be responsible in stewarding the game from our roles. And then, you know, as we move forward is design a game and design boundaries for a game that allow it to sustain over a long time. And we're not there right now, but I'm not going to sit here and be victimized by where we are. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to use it as an opportunity to grow and be adaptable and know that in time, you know, there will be something that both gives us a chance to serve the athlete, the student athlete, and then also protect the game long term.
What have you seen from Diego in the last couple weeks as he's getting ready for this? I mean, this is the finale here, and one more chance to go out there and do his thing. He's been through, you know, the process we've all watched in front of our eyes the last couple weeks. What have you seen from him?
Well, he, you know, I see a guy that is dealing with the emotions of the college career coming to an end. I think there's you know, I think, and that comes through in a few ways. I mean, he's taking time with his teammates. He's not missing an opportunity. I mean, I he may have taken the most reps of any player over the last 2 weeks in practice. You know, this guy just loves being out there and playing ball. And I have so much respect for him for that reason. But, you know, change is hard. And I think next steps are always hard. And yet he's excited. I'm excited. The program's excited to watch him flourish in the NFL and, to see him attack all the things that come after tomorrow's game. But certainly I see the emotions of the moment on him, and I see him processing that. And again, what a special person and a special team member. And I'm so proud to have him represent our program over the course of his lifetime. I think there's no better person that embodies the spirit and the competitive edge of Vanderbilt football than Diego. And we're going to do everything we can in support of him tomorrow. And then obviously in support of him as he moves forward towards his career goals.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. The Commodores take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, an 11 a.m. Central kickoff. Clark, thank you for your time all season long. We appreciate you joining us, and good luck tomorrow against Iowa.
My pleasure, guys. And listen, there's no reason we can't get on and hang out in the off season too. So as long as you guys are up for inviting me, I'll get on and we can talk a little bit.
You have an open invitation.
All right. Y'all,
I like
y'all
it. I like
well.
It.
Thank you, Clark. Good luck. 615-737-1025. Once again, the Commodores take on Iowa tomorrow in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, Florida. Pre-game begins at 9:30 on 94.9 The Fan. Kickoff is at 11 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll stick with Vanderbilt because, as you just heard Clark Lee say, it's kind of a sad day tomorrow for people who enjoy watching the Commodores. And we will discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. The Game Nashville Sports Network is your home for college football bowl games presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and Twin Peaks. Today on Sports Talk 830, starting at 1, it's Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech in the Independence Bowl. And on 102.5 The Game, following the Music City Bowl, will be USC versus TCU in the Alamo Bowl. For a list of games carried on the Game Nashville Sports Network, visit thegamenashville.com/bowlgames.